formal as possible, even though it's a very formal setting. So we're here to talk about the new partnership with NBC Sports Group, Major League Soccer, and U.S. Soccer, which all of you saw today. Certainly Don Garber, Commissioner of Major League Soccer, you all know very well, and Dan Flynn, U.S. Soccer's General Secretary, and certainly a newer gentleman that you will get to know very well, and that's John Miller, who is the president of NBC Sports and the Versus Network, which is just last week, I believe, was rebranded as the NBC Sports Network, and that is John, J-O-N. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Garber briefly for a couple of remarks, then it's going to be fired away with questions.
Thank you very much, Dan. And we apologize for the formal setting here. It's their room. Generally, I think we would do this in a much more informal setting. I know most of you heard about or read the news that we announced earlier today. A day that we think is another great moment for soccer in America as Major League Soccer and U.S. Soccer embarks on a new relationship with a broadcast company that we think is world-renowned for their production quality, their promotional expertise, their tremendous history and heritage that NBC has in the sports business. And we're just so proud and honored to be able to announce our new relationship with them for 2012, 13, and 14. This is a time for the sport where we've been enjoying some tremendous momentum. And this announcement, I think, adds to some of the great stories that have been happening with the sport, not just in our league, but certainly with our men's national team last summer, South Africa, the women's national team, just recently in Germany, and some of the great things that have been going on with our international exhibitions that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. So it doesn't surprise us that we were able to attract the interest of John and the folks that work so closely with him. I'll let John talk about why he was attracted to get into the sports business, but it is a great statement about the sport that we now have another broadcast partner that is going to begin embracing the sport of soccer and help to raise the overall awareness, the credibility, the promotion, and popularity for the sport. This is a three-year deal, this 12, 13, and 14. It will allow MLS and U.S. Soccer to have our rights agreements end concurrently with our ESPN and Univision agreements, and that's something that we think will add a bit more logical order for our future relationships going on in 2015 and beyond. The thing that attracted us to NBC the most is the fact that this is a company that really understands how to promote and how to market and has an incredibly good relationship of embracing their partners. If you're involved in the sports industry, you know that NBC loves to get very close to their partners and work hard with them from a league level or a federation level, whether it be the Olympics or it be the NFL or some of the other properties that John will talk about, and integrate the promotion and marketing of those properties across a wide variety of their platforms. So we will have network games on NBC for the first time in many years for MLS and for U.S. Soccer. We'll have lots of games on the new rebranded NBC Sports Network. They have a powerful and very, I think, robust digital network, and we'll have lots of tie-ins with that digital network. And most importantly, I'll throw it to him, it's an opportunity for John and I to work closely together. He and I go back a long way from my NFL days and John's early days in NBC, and it's, I think, a lesson in keeping close to your friends over many decades, and I'm very pleased to be able to work again with you, John. I'm going to let Dan have some comments. You want to ask anything? Thanks. Let me throw to you, Johnny.
Well, we're very excited. This is a big day for all of us at the NBC Sports Group. This is the first major announcement since we announced our rebranding last week that Versus was becoming the NBC Sports Network. This is a sport that we've followed for a long time from afar. We've watched their growth and have been very impressed at the way they continue to develop this sport. We think it's the fastest growing sport in America, and we're proud to be along and hope that we can accelerate the ride even further. One of the things that's so attractive is that our leader is Mark Lazarus, who's the chairman of the NBC Sports Group, and when we started talking about getting involved with Major League Soccer and U.S. Soccer to grow this to grow this sport together was the fact that it afforded itself that we could use a four-tier strategy. And Don mentioned that we have, obviously, the majority of games will be on the new NBC Sports Network. We will be able to tap into our regional sports networks, of which we have five of them are already involved with Major League Soccer clubs. We have a very robust digital platform, NBCSports.com, which is growing at an exponential rate. But the thing I think that we're most excited about is that we get to bring NBC, the television network, to the table as well and really cross-promote and cross-utilize all of our assets. And this is not unlike what we're doing with our recent announcement several months ago about the NHL, where we can really help grow the sport, get involved in the sport, and immerse all the different aspects of NBC with our partners. This will be the MLS on NBC, and it's very important that the brand be put before anything else, and that's something that we've had great success with and are looking to do even further. And as Don mentioned, it's a great opportunity for us to kind of reconnect. We've always kidded over the last 20, 25 years that we've got to find ways to work together again. When this opportunity afforded itself, when the window opened that he could finally come and talk to us, over the past several weeks, we did. We moved very quickly. I'm especially happy that the folks at NBC Sports and NBC in general were basically able to put everything on hold to get this deal done. As you know, these deals are not easy to do, and a lot of work goes into it from a lot of different sources. And so we're excited, and I can't wait.
Excellent. We'll get started here momentarily. Just a couple quick things. If you do have a cell phone with you, please turn your ringer off. You probably already did that. And those of you in the back, maybe you can file in a few of the seats. And then finally, with NBC Sports' communications, Mayor Ramage is over here. So if you have any specific questions about NBC Sports, the Versus Networks, it's going to be rebranded or actually now rebranded the NBC Sports Network, Mayor can certainly help you out. So we'll start off with questions from the group. And actually, finally, we do have two assistants here with microphones, so if you could wait on the mics, that helps everybody listen to the questions. So we'll go right down over here.
This is for Don and Dan. I'm Jonathan Tannenwald from Philly.com. As Don, you mentioned, it's been a long time since MLS has had a regular season game on over the air. It's also been a long time since the national team has had a non-World Cup game on over the air in English. How much does that part of the deal matter in an era when cable is so prevalent and the internet is so prevalent?
It matters a lot. That was a big part of our decision to move forward with John and his networks. We think that that soccer, Major League Soccer, U.S. Soccer, is ready for prime time and ready for network television. And we had those windows years ago, but frankly, we weren't able to support it and didn't have the audiences that I think warrant us for being on to be on network television. I think we're ready. I would say from the beginning, this was not an ask. It was an offer from John at the beginning of this negotiation. One of the first things he said is, we think you guys are ready for network television. So it was a big part of our decision to go forward.
Wait, does that go? It's a significant milestone for U.S. soccer. It's another significant step in our journey, if you will.
Excellent. We'll go to Brian Strauss down here and then the gentleman in the back. And just briefly, a point of clarification, John Miller's title is President of NBC's, President of Programming for NBC Sports and the Versus Network. So we'll go to Brian Strauss for this morning news.
Thanks. John, I guess two questions first. Talk about your opinion of the ratings that MLS has received over the past couple of years and U.S. national team has received perhaps in non-World Cup matches. And also, one of the questions I think we all often ask the commissioner is, how do you feel about ESPN's promotion of soccer outside of the broadcast, SportsCenter highlights, advertising, whatever? You don't need to comment on ESPN, but what are your plans?
Well, ESPN's done a terrific job with the sport, and I'm not going to comment on what they do in terms of how they treat stuff in SportsCenter because it's – oh, what is NBC plans? Well, we certainly plan to give a very robust promotional lift to Major League Soccer and U.S. Soccer across all of our platforms, and that's one of the really unique things that we have. We bring four different tiers where we can put on programming, but where we can also do promotion across different sports. So you'll see MLS promoted in other sports besides soccer on NBC and on NBC Sports Network, and we have a very robust portfolio of properties that we get to do. As far as the ratings are concerned, I'm actually very encouraged. I've been watching the ratings pretty closely, and we see continued growth. We think it's one of the fastest growing sports. It's got a very good young demographic. It's an upscale demographic, and it's what the advertisers and sponsors and big marketers in this country are looking for. And it also lends itself, the sport lends itself in such a way to work closely with blue chip sponsors, and that's something you don't find with a lot of properties now. They're not priced out of the marketplace, and so we can bring a lot of people in, and we will go to sponsors who we already have successful relationships with and get them to help us activate to get even more promotion for the sport, which can only help grow it. I think one of the things that you're going to see in terms of where we're going to program MLS is that we're going to take advantage of some really attractive windows, including we have the Olympics this summer on NBC and on NBC Sports Network, and so we're going to work with the folks at MLS to try to program and get games into some of those windows on weekends when NBC Sports Network has Olympic programming and we can throw right into live Major League Soccer games. That's the kind of lean-in and promotional platform that they probably haven't seen in a while, and that's one of the benefits that we think we bring to the table. We've also got experience in soccer, granted not like ESPN has, but we do a lot of soccer at the Olympics, and we'll be calling on a lot of that expertise to make sure that we don't let the fans down here.
All right, we're going to move back there, and then I believe, Luke, did you have a question after that?
Okay.
Gentlemen in the blue and white shirt, were you good? Okay, we'll go to Grant Wall, then, if you want to hand the microphone to Grant Wall. Bosco, thank you. Mr. Wall.
Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated. This is for John. Do you have a specific night of the week that you plan on having a game of the week type thing, and what kind of other stuff are you going to be doing before and after games, or is there going to be like a weekly highlight show, things like that?
All good questions. We're planning on 2.5-hour windows right now for our games because we think it's important to provide both pre- and post-game programming. I think one of the things that we do very well and that our production team, led by Sam Flood, and we really was passed down from Dick Ebersol, who led the NBC Sports Group for many, many years, was storytelling. It's a critical part of what we do, and that's why those windows are expanded to take advantage of that. We've agreed to work closely with MLS to develop shoulder programming and ancillary programming during the week to get stories out to make sure that you know who the players are, what the stories are that are going on. We'll use our digital NBCSports.com and NBC Sports Talk app to get those that information out there. As far as a dedicated night of the week, I think that we've got a couple of nights in mind, but I think what's going to be really critical is to sit down with Commissioner Garber and the team who does the schedules to identify the best games, the best matchups, and the best windows where we can take advantage of that.
All right. Go right down here.
And Walter Arnold with the Washington Post. NBC owns Telemundo as well. Is that involved at all with Spanish language broadcasts, or would that remain exclusively?
It remains exclusively with Univision.
Charlie Flo, World Sports Show. I'm curious on some of the people that will be doing the games, actually commentary. Will this be more American-based, or are you going to be looking for more European-based?
Well,
we
finished this deal basically late last night, and we get all the stuff worked out today. So to be perfectly honest with you, we're being inundated, which is kind of flattering from agents and people and announcers and broadcasters, producers, directors who want to have a conversation with us. Fortunately, we have a very a good group who will pour through tapes and talk to people, and those decisions, quite honestly, haven't been made yet.
Excellent. We'll go to Mark Narducci with the Philadelphia Inquirer, then we'll go back to Jonathan.
John, there's been published reports on the rights fee. Is there anything you'd like to comment on that?
We generally don't comment on that kind of stuff, but suffice it to say that NBC Sports is making an investment, and we think it is an investment, and we're excited about it, and we also think it's a deal that's going to work well for everybody.
Jonathan.
This is to John. Where does Comcast and its regional sports networks come into this, and also your NBC affiliates, such as in Seattle, which is in one of MLS's big markets that has games right now, where do they factor into this?
Well, obviously, there are five, I believe, regional sports networks of our 11, soon to be 12, that have relationships with MLS teams. They're very happy with those. We're obviously going to look to continue to help grow those. Certainly, there'll be extensive promotion and across the regional sports networks. But this deal, as it stands now, with the broadcast and the games that we've done, the 49 games that we announced earlier today are going to be on NBC Sports Network and NBC the network itself, NBC Sports.
All right, we've got a gentleman in the back.
I'm a photographer, producer, working together. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you, what would like to be on your sports channel? What kind of relationship do you guys plan to have in terms of working with other international networks, trying to make things a lot easier for
them? Well, the league, this deal is a domestic deal. It's not an international deal. I think it's important to say that we get the fact that we live in a TV everywhere world today. So what we have not talked about, and John, maybe you'd want to talk about the specifics, is there will be lots of access for our games and clips through the digital world. So I'll let John talk about that specifically. Obviously, that's not geo-blocked. It'll be available internationally. But MLS still is distributing our games internationally throughout the world, as is are we distributing U.S. soccer matches. And games can be seen just about everywhere. But this is a domestic deal, domestic rights deal.
Right. We'll have the ability to provide enhanced coverage, you know, in addition to the broadcast on air. We'll have enhanced coverage that we'll be able to stream with authentication for the NBC Sports Network games. We think it's a very exciting way to let people touch MLS and our product if they may not be near a television that they can watch through different devices. And we think that's one of the things that makes this sport so attractive is it's taking steps, you know, ahead, like, and is breaking new ground and working with a partner like NBC Sports to make that happen. And we think that's going to be an exciting component as well.
Excellent. We'll go to the gentleman down front here, if we could, Andre.
Ron Burke from Comcast Sports here in Philadelphia. John, you spoke about how soccer is the fastest growing sport in America. In terms of your strategy and reaching the soccer fan, that'll probably be simple and easy because the soccer fan hungers for this kind of attention in the sport. What strategies do you have, if any, to reach the fan? Maybe a fringe soccer fan that hasn't had this kind of exposure with the sport, or the fan that you may be able to turn on to soccer?
I think that's a good question. I think that's one of the real beauties of being involved with a big broadcast entity and a big group like NBC, because we have so many different assets at our disposal. So we won't just be promoting Major League Soccer inside soccer games. We'll be promoting Major League Soccer inside Notre Dame football games. We'll be promoting Major League Soccer inside the NHL. We'll be promoting Major League Soccer inside IndyCar. We'll have news programming on NBC Sports Network and NBC Sports. We'll have, you know, PGA Tour golf, obviously, when the Olympics come this summer. So we'll be able to reach the casual fan, and I think that's the way you really grow your base. I think that one of the big issues that some people neglect to understand is that when you have a sports network and you have a major broadcast network where you can promote across different platforms, you're reaching a lot of different people. And I think that's really part of the strategy that we have to help bring more people and educate people and, quite honestly, serve the fan.
Excellent. Go right back here.
This is for any of you guys. Are the lower levels of U.S. soccer, NASL, USL, U.S. Open Cup, are those games, those leagues affected by this in any way?
You could tell you that at this point they are not.